The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
Oh, yeah. Heading for trouble, staring it straight in the eye, shooting it down. That's what we do here when we're joined each week by David Trainer, the president of New Constructs. And the reason that David is so effectively able to pick targets is the process that they use at New Constructs. What differentiates New Constructs from most securities firms is that they start their analysis from the bottom up, from the footnotes level. And they then evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And what makes a security dangerous is that the picture you get when you look the way most people do from the top down is different than what David and his crew see when they look from the bottom up. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They also blog about their danger zone picks. So if you want more information on the stock or mutual fund or ETF we're going to talk about today, well, you can find that also at newconstructs.com. And by the way, they're on Twitter, at newconstructs. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
FireEye.
Danger, danger.
FireEye. It's ticker symbol F-E-Y-E. This, of course, is a company that, for anybody who knows it, they do cybersecurity equipment. But, you know, FireEye, a perfect name for the danger zone being shot down and all those other things. So why are you shooting down FireEye?
You know, this is a business that we think missed its window when it comes to stupid money acquisitions. You know, the cheek in the armor in the danger zone is not really that we're wrong on certain theses about the business and whether it can work, but we're wrong when somebody wants to come along and pay way too much, like Microsoft, LinkedIn, and Salesforce.com and Demandware. Occasionally, someone's going to come along and find some reason to pay for an unprofitable business that would have to reach unrealistic levels of profitability to justify what people pay for them. But anyway, that's a different topic. FireEye kind of just gave the no sign to a few potential acquisition people, and we think they're in big trouble. We think they missed their window. I think the market's becoming a little more rational these days. The relative strength isn't working over the last 8 months. We don't think it's going to work, and this is a business that doesn't make money, Chuck. Profits are getting worse, and the profit expectations baked into the stock price are wildly unrealistic, even with an acquisition, we think.
When you tell me that the numbers baked in are wildly optimistic, there's always something behind it. So I want to know how optimistic. I mean, how out of whack is this? Is this like, oh, well, these numbers make sense as long as you're willing to live to be 140 and hope that they get whatever and that the moon is full all of those 100 and, you know, years that you got left or something like that. So how ridiculous are they?
All right, so let's start with the fact that the after-tax profit margin for FireEye was negative 62% over the last 12 months. So if we want to look at what the future implies, and by the way, the consensus estimates don't have margins getting positive anytime soon. They expect next year or for this year, 2016, those margins will be negative 22 to negative 24%. So pretty significantly negative for a while. And what I like to do when I do these scenarios is just make them very optimistic, just so that no one can say anything but what you're going to say after I finish telling you what the stock price implies. To justify $17 a share, the company must immediately achieve 5% in pre-tax margins, positive 5%, so go from negative 62 to positive 5, and grow revenue by 30% compounded annually for 13 years, which would put revenue at about $19 billion or more than what Facebook has.
not
that's
realistic.
What you got to do to justify seven. Yeah, no, it's not. It's not happening.
Yeah.
Right. Truly, like when you think about it from an acquisition perspective, if you're buying the company for $17, you're basically betting the same thing. Like you may think margins would be higher or whatever, but if you're paying that for the stock, right, that's what the company's got to do to justify the price you pay for it. If you pay over the market value, you've got to believe it's going to do better than that somehow, right? So, you know, some of these acquisitions these days, they don't make sense. They're reasons for people to sort of wave the flag of strategic initiative. And investors, I think, are less likely to buy that. I think after the Brexit thing, I think what the big signal for me for that, and it's not going to be the end of the world by any means, but what it does mean is that market rocking or market turmoil causing events will happen. And at the end of the day, cash flow is the only thing that protects you. If you're not buying cash flows, you're not paying attention to cash flows, you can get blown up. And if you want to keep taking that risk and keep rolling the technical analysis dice, more power to you. But we recommend you layer in at least a little bit of fundamental analysis. Fundamental analysis that, you know, I don't want to be too much of a commercial joke, but it goes through the footnotes and keep yourself protected.
Well, obviously, we always say catalyst is hard to find. Eventually, the market wakes up to find what's going on here. How bad would this be? If this stock is already that overvalued, what to you is a fair market price on this stock?
It's hard to justify a positive price at all, right? Like above zero when your after-tax margin is negative 62% right now, and the market's not expecting you to do much better in the next year. Like it's highly negative. So it's got to make a huge improvement, right? And we see a lot of these tech stocks have that in the stock price, Chuck. It's like, we're going to grow revenue, but we're going to grow costs faster than revenue. And then all of a sudden, one day, we're going to get to a point where we can just cut all these costs. And we'll just be profitable all of a sudden. Few companies can do that. A few companies can do that, Chuck, but not all of them.
Right.
Right?
So zero is the price you actually think it's worth. What a price do you think the market's going to think it's worth they wake up?
Just, you know, $8, you know, and that still assumes that they get to 10% pre-tax margin and grow revenue for 20% over a decade.
And that's and that's why FireEye, F-E-Y-E, is in the danger zone, being fired on by David Traynor. It is the danger zone pick this week, as David pointed out, trading at a value he considers unreasonable in the $16 range, more likely worth $8 or less. David, thanks as always for joining us.
Good to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
David Traynor is president of New Constructs. For more information, newconstructs.com, on Twitter at New Constructs. The Market Call is next with Dan Wiener from the Independent Advisor for Vanguard Investors. Stay tuned.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.